Dava b'itay matov. There's a medrash in Esther Rabbah. It's a medrash nifla if you've never heard it. It's in Parsha Zayin. And the medrash says as follows. The pasuk says, Mordechai yada eskol asher nasa v'yikram Mordechai es begad. Mordechai knew everything that was going on. And because he knew everything that was going on, he tore his begad and he realized that the Yidden were in an Eis Sarah. The back round to this, of course, is there was a gzera, Haman, Achashverosh, Lahashmid, Laharigul Abed, and it was terrible. It was a final solution that was going to be executed by the most powerful king in the world. And Mordechai knew this, and because he knew this, he understood it, he deheard it, and Mordechai said, Klai Yisrael has to do tshuva. We have to come to a hadr kablua, because otherwise, this is going to play itself out, says the Medrash. But what does it really mean, Mordechai Yada? It sounds like Mordechai maybe had some inside information. Maybe he knew something that other people didn't know. So the Medrash is too long to go through in its entirety, but there's certain excerpts that we should have to go through. So the context over here is that the Satan comes and he's mekatchik by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Yidden, which is Nenem, Isudas, Shal Achashverosh, and they're bowing down to the Tzelem, and they're not behaving the way that they're supposed to behave. Miad amat Satan, v'hilshin aleim lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'amal lefano, ribonish shaloylam, admasai tidbak pa'umazu. How long are you going to cleave to this nation? She'im afrishin levavam v'emunasam imcha, that all they're doing is they're being perished from you. Im ritzoyncha abeit umazu min aloylam, ki einam ba'am b'tshuva lefanech. They're not doing tshuva, they're lost. There's no hope with these Jews. Amra HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Torah mateyala. I created this world for Klal Yisrael to learn and to observe the mitzvahs in the Torah. If I'm going to wipe out the Jews, what's going to be with the Torah? I'm at Lefan of Ribbono Shel Olam. Testab Bel Yoinim. This Torah in Shemayim. And let the Torah in Shemayim be the Torah. Says the Medrash, V'gam Hishva Daitoy Limcha Yisrael Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came around. Ba'isa Sha'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lama li uma. She'bishvila hirbesi oisoysai umoifsai l'chol hakamim aleim l'ra. This is a nation that I've done so much for. What do I need them for? Miyad, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'satam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to the satam. And he says, Havali Megillah, bring me a scroll, ve'echtoi v'alea kloya. And I'm going to write, in my own handwriting, on this scroll, that it's time to wipe out the Jews. Ba'isa shaholach ha-satam. The satam came, ve'echevi loy Megillah v'kos v'alea. He brought HaKadosh Baruch Hu a Megillah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote on it kloya. Miyad, yotzasah teir be'bigda almanos. The Torah came out wearing the clothing of a widow. V'nosna koyla b'tchi l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And she began to cry l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'gam malachi ha-shoris tzak u'l'kol b'chiyasa. And the Medrash continues, and the Medrash says that the Cham and the Levana heard what had happened, and they came out, and they started crying. But it didn't help. It didn't matter. HaKadosh Baruch had already written b'ksav yodoy, kloya, and that meant it was going to be over. At that point, Eliyahu HaNavi heard what was going on, and he ran to the office. He goes to Maris HaMachpelah, ve'itzma Moshe ben Amram, and he went to Moshe Rabbeinu, v'amalahem, and he told him, admasai avay sa'olam redumim b'sheino. He said, Avram Yitzchak v'Yakov, you're sleeping? How could you be sleeping? V'yatem mashkichem al atzara shebneichem shruim bo. Don't you know about the tzara that Klal Yisrael's in? Ki malachi ha'shores, v'chamo, ulevano, v'kechavim u'mazal. You know what's going on in Shemayim and the celestial beings? Everybody's crying. It's an incredible Esar. And you're doing nothing. So Avram Tzriyaka heard this. They said, what happened? It's because they were nenu Yisudasher L'Achashverosh. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed that we're going to wipe out the Jews. Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov all said, "Hey, Mavru Adas, if this is what they did, Hakadosh v'nechtem u'gzeirasan, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu already, he already signed off on this edict. Ma anu yuchayim lasa. This is nothing for us to do. We can't do anything. This is interesting. Juxtapose this with the Gemara in Shabbos, where Avram and Yaakov say, 'Yimachu al kedusha shemecha,' but Yitzchak here, even Yitzchak." Amulei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. All three of the others, they all say, if that's what it is, that's what it is. Eliyahu HaNavi didn't want to do. So he goes to Moshe Rabbeinu. And he says, "I roya neman. Yudachter roya neman. Kam upamim amadata ala peretz liyisrael." How many times were you in a situation like this? The chet ha'egel, the meraglim. Ubitalta gzeirosam lebilti hashchis. Shenem alulei Moshe b'chira yama b'peretz lefonav lahashav chamasa mehashchis. Nu, ma tana ala tzara azois. What are you going to do about this tzara? Amalei. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells Eliyahu HaNavi, tell me, klum yesh adam kasha b'yisa adar. Is there an Adam Kosher in this generation? Is there anyone in this generation that you think is shayach to understanding was tutzach da? And maybe he can make a difference. He can get the yidden. He can be ma'ir them to tshuva. I'm like, yes. Ushmoy ma'atcha. There's one man. And his name is Amaloi. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells Eliyahu Hanavi, Lech v'hoidiyoi, go tell Mordechai what's going on. You tell him that Shamayim v'oretz and the Koychovim and the Mazolois and the Cham and the Levon and the Malachi Asharis are all b'merer and the Bebechi and they're all crying. You go tell him that Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov already wrote you off. You tell him that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kav Yochel already said, Kloy, I don't need you anymore. Go let him know. Maybe he'll pile from there and I'll pile from here and Efchis Zamin will be able to be pile of Geula. Zakhte Medrash, Adol Dechsev, Mordechai Yodas, Kol HaShanasa. Vayikra Mordechai Yisbegad. That's what Mordechai knew. Mordechai knew, Eliyahu HaNavi told him, he was a shliach from Moshe Rabbeinu, to have him notified, let him know what's going on. Because if Mordechai knows, if there's one person, Vos Vashteit Aninyin, and maybe he can make a difference, Lech Vahidiyah, go ahead and tell him, and maybe there's going to be a difference. This Medrash, if you think about it for a minute, is a pellet. And I think the pelvic part of this medrash is what always got me, is the reaction of Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. How do you understand it? Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov are zedes. V'zoicha chaz de'yavos. And Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, it sounds like they mamish, they said, listen, this is the way it is, I'm not budging. Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the Raya Neman, go be Ma'ir Mordechai. But it always bothered me, this medrash. Avram Yitzchak, even the Gemara in Seif Shabbos, where Avram Avinu said, nah, I'm not going to help. Yak Yitzchak, we always say over the Vart, that incredible Torah from the Kloisim of the Rebbe, the Devar Yatsev. But Pashu, Pshat, what's going on over here? It's something I think it's just so hard to understand. So I was thinking that I saw in the Sefer Mishnah Socher from Rabbi Socher Shloim Mataychdal, Hashem Yimkum Damai. So this is in the Chelok HaMayadim, and it's on Purim. He brings a Maisa from the Kajan Samagid. He said there was once a woman that came to the Kajan Samagid, and she told the Magid that, you know, I've been late on rent payments with my landlord, the Puditz, and the landlord had been threatening me that if I don't make payments by a certain time, he's going to evict me from my property. That he threw me out of my property, and me and my husband and my children. We're mamish, we're homeless now, we're living b'chois sekoil. Rebbe, I need Yeshua, I need you to do something for me. So the Rebbe said, how much money do you owe? He said, it's a mashunadig amount of money. Since all I have is 50 ruble, that's all I have to my name. I pasha don't know what to do. I need an etza. So the Rebbe said, I need an etza, you have to give a pidyon, and I'll give you a bracha. So she took a ruble, and she put it down by the Rebbe, and she said, here's the pidyon, and give me a bracha. He says, a ruble? I'm going to give you a pidyon for a ruble? You need Azazor Yeshua, a pidyon like this, you're going to have to give me more. He said, how much do you want me to give? He thought, he said, 50 ruble. He said, 50 ruble? I just told the Rebbe, that's all I have is 50 ruble. If I give you the 50 ruble, I posh don't have food for bread tomorrow morning. How can I give you 50 ruble? He said, I'll give you 10 ruble. He said, 10 ruble's not enough. He says, I have 50 ruble. He said, I'll meet you halfway. Finifin's 20 ruble. He said, Herzichzi. You give me 50 ruble, come and boil on Yeshia. But on 50 ruble, you don't give me 50 ruble, there's nothing I can do. And she's sitting and she's thinking and she posha doesn't know what to do. And finally she got up and she says, no, ich hab gemeint, as the Rebbe can boil on Yeshia. Ich seh schon mit der Rebbe gleich nicht boilen. I'm going to go dive into the Eibish, then maybe the Eibish is going to give me Yeshia. As soon as she said that, the Rebbe said, everything is going to be okay. The Rebbe understood, said Rav Teichtal, that as long as this woman thought that her Yeshua was going to come from the Rebbe, then it was a chsarn in betochen. And if there's a chsarn in betochen, then the Yeshua can't come. But the minute she realized that even the Rebbe, even the holy Koshetz Magid wasn't going to give her Yeshua, even he was being completely irrational. Give me all your money and then I'll give you a pidyon. And she came to that car of Einoid Mulvadai, where she was like Gamri Meyuyesh. She chapped, there's no way the Yeshua is going to come unless I daven. When she came to that akar, that's when the Yeshua came. And that's exactly what the Rebbe was trying to do, to get her to that place. I think could be Eliyahu HaNavi comes to Avram Yitzchak for Yaakov and he says, you have to do something. Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, they showed a little tough love. Like the Koshetz and Magid, he says, we're not doing anything. There's nothing for us to do. Because it's true, Klal Yisrael has the schusim of Avram Yitzchak for Yaakov. But sometimes when you know you have a Heilige Zayde and you know you have a big Rebbe you can go to, and for one ruble you can koif a pinyon that's going to bail you out, you know what happens? You stop trusting in who you really have to trust in. And you stop trusting in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, like the holy Koshet Samagid, they said, the vice first, there's nothing I can do. So Elyonov, he went to Moshe Rabbeinu, was the last person of him to... What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Is there anyone that chaps? Is there anyone you think that could be Moir Klal Yisrael? He said, yeah, there's one person. This one person, his name is Mordechai HaTzadik. He says, go to Mordechai HaTzadik. Let's see if there's something he can do. Maybe Mordechai with his tefillos. Mordechai, Lech Knoises, Kol HaYehudim. Maybe there's something he's going to be able to be Ma'or. And if Mordechai HaTzadik is going to be Ma'or, he's going to explain to him what's going on. Tell him Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are not doing anything. Tell him HaKadosh Baruch Hu signed off on the fate of the Eden. Explain to him what's Tutzach in Shamayim. And maybe he'll chap that it's over. There's no other hope. And aim ben David ba elik shesiyash min agulo. Because when there's yish, when you have this no hope anymore, at that point, it's all over. Avi Langer shared with me a dover nifla, b'shem a breslov and mashbiya. And that is, he said, the Gemara says in Masechtas Megillah, famous Gemara, daf yud beis amar aleph, the pasuk says, lasso is kirtzoin ish v'ish. Amar Rava, Rava said, who's the ish v'ish? Lasso is kirtzoin mordchai v'hama. Mordechai is an ish, the chsiv ish Yehudi Haman, and Haman is an ish, the chsiv ish tsar v'oyev. So this yid, he asked the kashna, he said, how did Rava know that the first ish was Mordechai and the second ish was Haman? Lasu is kirtzoin ish v'ish. Amar Rava, lasu is kirtzoin Mordechai v'Haman. Maybe it's lasu is kirtzoin Haman v'Mordechai. They're both called ish. Ish Yehudi and Ish Tzar V'Oyev. So how did Rava know that it's Mordechai first and it's Haman second? So he said a davar nifla v'ruyin advarim l'misha amram. He said Mordechai is the Ish, Haman is the V'Ish. He says, you know why? Because Ish stands for Ein Shum Yiyosh. V'Ish is Yiyosh. I see it's Yiyosh. Mordechai understood Ein Shum Yiyosh. That Yiyosh is Shaloi Midas. And Fakert, that when a Yid feels Miyuyosh, when there's a Gzeir in Shamayim, where it's Mamish at the point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu already wrote the word Kloya, and when Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov already said there's nothing we can do, it's all over. If this is the Ratzon of Hashem, and if there's already a Chasima, then it's too late. So you know what Mordechai understood? He said, Fakert. He understood what Rav Tzadik said. That when you feel that it's over, when the Koshet's a Magid throws you out of his house unless you give me all your money. So where are you gonna go? Ain't shum yush faker. It's that matzav of yush that's gonna usher in the gula. And that was what Mordechai did. Mordechai, he touched days the faker. This is when it's gonna happen. Mordechai yoda. Let me explain and let me be ma'ir klal yisrael. Mordechai is ish. He's ain't shum yush. It's the lasers kitzoyin ish v'ish. Who's v'ish? It's yod aleph vav shin. That's Haman. Baruch Mordechai. When a Yid lives with Ein Shum Yiyosh, that's Baruch. Aber Arur Haman. Yiyosh is Arur. Yiyosh is Shaloi Midas.